Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet. Bet. You should bet. No. You better bet now. Better. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show devoted to the National Football League, devoted to the Kansas City Chiefs losing last night to the Houston Texans. Why I think the Chiefs are not done yet. We're nearing that time. We're getting there, but it's not over yet. Let's see what happens tonight with the Eagles and the Chargers. Still a path forward for Kansas City with Daniel Jones tearing his Achilles, out for the season for the Colts, with the Chargers' brutal schedule to close. Not impossible that the Chiefs can get into the postseason. Why the Houston Texans could be the most dangerous team in the AFC. If C.J. Stroud's going to play like this and the defense is as good as it has been, no reason why the Texans can't be a legitimate threat in January. Why the seas seem to be parting for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills if indeed the Chiefs miss the postseason. And why I was impressed with both teams yesterday in Green Bay's win over the Chicago Bears. We will get to the Steelers and the Ravens coming up later in the show. And we will talk about Shedeur Sanders, Kevin Stefanski, and the Cleveland Browns later in the show. And I will defend Shedeur Sanders. And I very much look forward to doing that because Kevin Stefanski embarrassed himself yesterday with some of his play calling and decision making in Cleveland's home loss to the Tennessee Titans. All our bets for tonight, Monday Night Football, Eagles and the Chargers coming up at the end of the show. As it stands right now, Philly, a 2.5-point road favorite, total 41.5. We're expecting Justin Herbert to play. Omarion Hampton activated and will play for the Los Angeles Chargers. Let's talk some college football now, though. College football playoff bracket officially revealed. And I always love doing You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff, whether it was Ken and myself for years in the four-team playoff era, and then the last couple years, myself and Sam Paniadovich, and check out Sam and Joe on Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Obviously, subscribe to the podcast. I love doing the show every single Sunday, Countdown to Kickoff. I really love doing it on College Football Playoff Selection Sunday because there's always a question, right? There's always some drama. Is this team going to get in? Is this team going to get left out? And I was actually flabbergasted yesterday on the air when the 10th team was announced, and obviously I have the volume off on my TV because I'm on the air doing the show, and I see the graphic light up, and it's the Miami Hurricanes, and it is not the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. A legitimate stunner that Miami made it over Notre Dame. We'll get to that in a second. Three big takeaways, though, for me from the College Football Playoff reveal. And then Femi and I are going to give you our bets and how we see the first round playing out and who we think is going to win the national championship. Three big takeaways. And I want to start with Alabama. Takeaway numero uno. Now, I said this last week on the show, right? Alabama could lose in embarrassing fashion. And the Crimson Tide are making the playoff. When they won the Iron Bowl at Auburn, it was over. Alabama's in the college football playoff. No matter what happens in the SEC title game, Alabama's in. And Alabama gets embarrassed by Georgia. Georgia absolutely wrecks them on Saturday. Wins 28-7. Game never felt like it was in doubt. And Alabama's so banged up. Georgia's too, but Alabama's run this insane gauntlet. It just felt like a wounded animal being put down. Like that, Georgia handled them on Saturday. 28-7, we watched the game, right? Didn't even feel as close as the final score indicates. Georgia beat that ass. And not for 1 second did I think Alabama was going to be out. Not for 1 second. I did an Instagram video. You should follow me there. At the Costos. T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Also, subscribe to the show in podcast form. Search You Bet. Follow me on Instagram. At the Costos. T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And what I said in the video is, Alabama's in, despite the loss to Georgia. And I got so many people commenting and messaging me.
Are you Alabama fan?
No, I'm from New York. Do I look like an Alabama fan? Has anyone looked more like a stereotypical New York, New Jersey a-hole than me? You think I'm an Alabama fan? I grew up in New York, buddy. I don't root for any college football team. I just love the sport. Nick Costos, comma, lifelong Tuscaloosa resident and fan. Like, come on. How could Alabama make it? They have three losses. How could Alabama make it? They got destroyed by Georgia. What about BYU? What about Raven? What about BYU? Come on. I know we don't recognize, like in college basketball, regular season champions. Alabama was the SEC regular season champion. They wore their home uniforms in the game on Saturday. Do you really think that the committee was going to take Alabama out of the playoff because they earned the reward of playing in the conference championship game for the biggest conference, the most powerful conference, the best conference in college football that pays everyone's salary along with the Big Ten, and they were going to be out because they lost in the conference championship game? Come on. Get serious. Now, you don't have to like it. This is going to sound like a hubble. It's a little bit. But I thought about this before because I said something similar to Femi and Bill on the phone. I got a laugh. This is where I wanted it because I hope people do stuff like this. I go to church, humble brag. I'm holy. So my wife and I go to church, right? And at our church is a Christmas tree, right? And on the Christmas tree are like these cards, right? And you take a card off the tree and it's like you buy a gift for a family in need. And we took a couple yesterday. I'm humble brag. I'm going to buy lots of gifts for people. Makes me feel good about myself. And my wife and I were talking last night, and my wife said to me, like, it sucks. So everyone, if you have the means to enjoy it, like, not everybody does. I'm being dead serious right now, right? It's awful that there are families that are in need around at any point, much less the holidays. I don't like that. I don't like that that's a reality of life. But it is. It is. You don't have to like the fact that there are hungry people in the world. You don't have to like the fact that your crush is into somebody else, or the person that you like just unfollowed you on whatever it is. You don't have to like it. But reality is what reality is, unfortunately, and life's not fair. Alabama, whether you like it or not, was never missing the playoff. And do I think Alabama can win the title? Absolutely not. No. But doesn't matter. They were always making the playoff. That's the first takeaway. You better you bet on this Monday. Now let's get to Miami and Notre Dame. I have 0.0% issue with Miami making it over Notre Dame. Miami beat Notre Dame. And whether or not I think, this is again an instance of, you can yell at a cloud and be really mad, or you can just accept things for what they are, right? I don't think anyone would argue. And you could give, you know, Mario Cristobal truth serum, Veritasium from, I don't know, where the Harry Potter nerds on the show. I'm a Harry Potter nerd. And ask Mario Cristobal, hey, who's better, you or Notre Dame? He's going to tell you Notre Dame. Notre Dame's obviously better than Miami. Obviously, Notre Dame's better. But Miami beat them. And it has to matter. You can't have it not matter. Now, we were having the conversation, Femi and I, in the weeks leading up to Selection Sunday, that we don't think the committee's going to do it and that Notre Dame's going to make it, but that, and that Notre Dame's better. But, like, if they're going to be, if this is actually what it's going to be and you're going to compare the two of them, how does Miami not make it? So Miami does make it. And I don't have boo to say about it because Miami beat them. Period. End of story. Now, we can have a conversation about the way that the committee handled it, right? Because the committee did not handle it well. When the first rankings came out of Miami's 18th, coming off the loss to SMU, I believe it was, the committee totally screwed that up and then had to spend the weeks that followed, like, fixing that mistake, culminating in, you know, an explanation from Hunter Yurecek, who might as well be speaking like Klingon when he gets up there at these, man, this is a nerdy show today. Might as well be speaking Klingon. Resistance is futile when you're trying to understand what this guy's saying, because it makes no sense. That, well, now that they're next to each other, because we dropped BYU, now we could put the head-to-head comparison to it. Obviously, it makes no sense. I'm not going to try and make it make sense to you. So I always try to say to people, like, arguing with idiots, not that he's an idiot, but, like, arguing with dumb people, trying to put yourself in the head of, like, a person who doesn't make any sense. Like, you're not going to be able to make sense of something you can't make sense of. It makes no sense, so let's not try and make sense of it. It makes absolutely zero sense. So Notre Dame does have a gripe for the Irish to be pissed about how this went down, right? They do. I'll tell you what, man. They are what the kids would call crashing out. Big time. They got a condo on their wrist, girl. They're crashing out. Oh, man. And it is, if you're a Notre Dame hater, and I'm not one, it is glorious to see if you hate Notre Dame. They decline a trip to a bowl game. People are up in arms. I say good for them. I don't care that they did that. And Pete Bavakwa, Notre Dame's AD, going on the Dan Patrick show earlier today and killing the ACC. Because Notre Dame's in the ACC, right, in other sports. Killing the ACC for campaigning so hard for Miami. You know, if you ever, and I really hope this has never been the case for anybody. I hope that everyone out there, that you in your life have never been truly desperate for money, for food, for anything. I'll tell you, in my younger years, I had no money, like no money, and I was desperate. Now, I didn't like break the law or anything, not that you know of, but I'll tell you, man, desperation does funny things to people. And if your life's on the line, you'll say and do anything to save it. Just look at Lorraine Coluzzo from The Sopranos and Google that scene with her and Phil Leotardo. How about those Islander tickets? How about this humidity? You'll say anything in the moment to save your life. The ACC was staring down the barrel of potentially not having a team in the college football playoff. Do you think in that instance, in football, do you think in this instance the ACC cares about Notre Dame in college basketball or in, like, college baseball or in lacrosse? No. They're in survival mode. They're going to backs against the wall, gun to the head. They'll say anything to get out of that situation. And if that means pissing off Notre Dame basketball, they're going to piss off Notre Dame basketball. Notre Dame, you got to get over it. Like, I understand that you got you know, led on here, and all of us have been led on at some point in our lives. We've all been, I can tell you this, your boy's been led on, and it's funny, because you always reach a point in your life when you realize that you weren't really being led on, you were just stupid. And like, and you couldn't like read the tea leaves. This isn't really that, because if you paid attention to these selection shows, like, it did feel like Notre Dame was in. Betting market told you Notre Dame was in. And when Ken and I were doing the show a couple years ago in the Florida State-Alabama debate when Jordan Travis got hurt, I remember we're on the air and Florida State, yes, Alabama, no, is getting pounded right before the reveal came out. And of course, Bama made it and Florida State didn't. And yesterday, Notre Dame is getting pounded to the yes, Miami's getting bet to the, Bama's getting bet to the no. Like, I talk about people not knowing anything. So like, that betting market is not indicative of anything. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to look at. It means nothing. Normally, with this, we could say follow the money, and you'll see where things are headed, right, in terms of sports, right, where the money's going. Not in this instance. Not as a concerned team's going to make the college football playoff. So Notre Dame's absolutely got a beef. There's no question about it. And you have got members of the media now saying, cancel the weekly shows. No more ranking shows. They're like the committee embarrasses itself. They're leading the kids on. We don't need these shows. Do all of these media members, I'm going to try to be really nice here. Like, do you all realize that like these shows and the interest around them like pays your salary? The drama and the intrigue and the suspense helps pay our salaries, and you want to get rid of it? Really? I want more. I want like three ranking shows a week. You could do the same one over, have a different member of the committee talk every single time. It's amazing content. I want more. Expand the playoff. Give me more shows. Give me a group of five playoff. Just do two separate ones. One more takeaway on the other side, and then Femi and I will give you our bets. And that takeaway, there was one big winner from the college football playoff reveal show yesterday. I'm going to tell you who it is and why next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Big, select, touchdown, Indiana!
Big play here, third and six, at the 24, Mendoza,
Charlie B, from Nashville, Tennessee!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call all Saturday on Fox in the Big Ten title game as Indiana beats Ohio State. Lot to get to from that game. But first, I've been teasing it. The big winner from the college football playoff reveal, Ohio State. Ohio State is the big winner. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I have money on Ohio State to win the national championship. And this is when we'll talk about, right, when you bet on a football game. And you know what the right decision a coach could make is based on how you feel about it as someone who has money on the game. So, like, you know, I need the Chiefs to win last night. Andy Reid's going to go for it on a fourth and one, and I'm screaming. I'm not screaming because I'm going to wake up my daughter. But I'm in my head, I'm thinking, please punt the ball. Please punt the ball. Goes for it. Wrong thing to do. So I got money on Ohio State to win the national championship, right? And I am mentally preparing myself to see, because Ohio State drops to the two, right? And the final team that gets in, that there's intrigue about, then it's going to be the two group of five teams, where I'll get to that in a second with Tulane and James Madison, is the 10. And I'm expecting it to be Notre Dame. And I am very nervous to see that because I think Notre Dame can beat Ohio State. And I think Notre Dame would beat Texas A&M in that matchup. And when I saw Miami pop up, oh, baby, I wanted to do cartwheels. Because I think this frees Ohio State up to make a run now without Notre Dame in. And think about the way we on this show talk about Notre Dame. The way that odds makers talk about Notre Dame. The way that analysts talk about Notre Dame. That this was always the team that if there was going to be one team outside of the very top to upend the apple cart, make a run, win the national championship, beat Ohio State, beat Indiana, beat the SEC champion, beat Texas Tech, beat Oregon. Who is it? Everyone's answer was Notre Dame. And now the Irish are out. And Ohio State now gets to play Miami or Texas A&M instead of Notre Dame. And if you are like me and you have money on Ohio State to win the Natty, oh man, that is a major, major, major dub. And I felt awesome about that. So yeah, Ohio State, in my estimation, the biggest winners of the entire college football playoff reveal, not having to play Notre Dame in the second round, now getting either Miami, no disrespect to those two teams, Miami and A&M, both good teams, especially A&M, they ain't Notre Dame. Ohio State dodged a big time bullet as a result of Miami making it over the Irish. Just on the Big Ten title game, quickly. I felt for our friend Jay Croucher, who, NBC Sports betting analyst, who came on the show on Thursday and talked about Diego Pavia to win the Heisman. If Ohio State wins, think about this. You know, I'm being serious. If Ohio State wins, and they should have won, if Ohio State wins, Pavia wins the Heisman. Sayin was never winning, and Mendoza would not have won. It's over now. Mendoza's going to win. It's over. And I love that, like, his Heisman moment was like a fade pass that, like, any good quarterback. You're like, wow, what a great pass. 20 yards down the field. Wow. Awesome. So I feel bad for anyone that had Pavia, because that is a rough way to lose, because you were, like, a play away from winning that, the Diego Pavia bet. I want to give a ton of credit to Indiana. You know I love Kurt Cignetti. I said it last year. I've said it this year. I wanted the Giants, my favorite NFL team, to interview Kurt Cignetti. I agree with Urban Meyer. It's a dangerous sentence. I agree with Urban Meyer when he said on Fox after the game that this is the greatest turnaround in the history of college football. Now, I'm 42 years old, and I think that other people have made, I don't need to belabor this, but literally in my entire life, Indiana's never been good at college football. Never. If you had asked me like 5 years, will Indiana ever win a Big Ten championship? You'd bet your life on no and feel awesome about it. The fact that Sig takes the job, they make the playoff in year one and they're number one in the playoff and win the Big Ten and beat Ohio State in year two. It's the greatest coaching job in maybe the history of sports. And that's not hyperbole. That's not prisoner of the moment. That's fact. That's truth. It's unreal what he was able to do. So he's great. I think Mendoza's awesome. And Jake, do we have the Mendoza interview? I'm going to throw it away in a second if we have it. Fernando Mendoza, I said after the Penn State game, is QB1 in the NFL draft. He's supremely clutch. He's not like Josh Allen in terms of physical build. He doesn't have like the Aaron Rodgers arm from Rodgers Prime. But man, like, he's heady, he's clutch, he's accurate, his arm's good enough, he's mobile. He's a stud. And he deserves a ton of credit. And after the game, he gave a very divisive interview. Take a listen.
I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go! You guys.
Okay. So, a lot of people hated this. A lot of people will say Mendoza's corny, whatever. Here's what I would say. It's like Russell Wilson, right, is corny. He is. And everyone says it, everyone thinks it. But I think when we watch Russell Wilson, there's like an air, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy, so don't confuse what I'm saying here. He does like a ton of work with like Children's Hospital. He seems like an actual like good human being. But he does come across as a phony, right? I think a lot of us think that. And insincere. Is he being himself all the time? Is Fernando Mendoza corny? Definitely. He is. And look, like, I'm corny sometimes. I don't think I'm like the coolest guy in the world. Like, Fernando Mendoza is clearly not that cool, right? Who cares? What he is unapologetically himself. And that, in and of itself, is pretty cool. When people can just be themselves and not worry about how the world sees them. Because you've got so many people acting like phonies. You have so many people, you know, to mask their insecurities. They grow a beard and they get tattoos. Fernando Mendoza is just himself. And I respect that. I think Fernando Mendoza is cool. So I liked the post-game interview. And if you didn't like it, like, I don't know. I think it kind of says something about you. Just my opinion. You better you bet on this Monday. So we've just credited Indiana for a number of minutes, right? Now, I'm going to discredit them a little bit. While acknowledging they were awesome, Mendoza's awesome, Cignetti's awesome, the defensive line played great, they are a worthy number one overall seed. They are worthy, and they're a legitimate title contender, obviously. Ohio State's way better. And Ohio State lost the game. I don't think Indiana won the game, and you can get really mad at that, and that's fine. Ohio State lost the game way more than Indiana won it. And specifically, Ryan Day lost the game with horrendous in-game management and horrendous play calling on his part and the offense's part and the offensive coaches on two critical sequences in the tail end of this game in goal-to-go spots or down by the goal line with the chance to take the lead or tie. Terrible decisions. And the 27-yard field goal that got missed is obviously brutal. Ohio State lost this game. They did. Way more than Indiana won it. 4D chess from Ohio State to be in the bottom end of the bracket now? I still think Ohio State's the best team. Femi and I will get to that in a moment. Just last note. Look, the Group of Five stuff is ridiculous. Like, at least last year, Boise State had Ashton Jeanty. And Boise State's got some, like, national recognition, right? At least that's true of Boise. I mean, this year, I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. And they're going to change the rules because, like, I think everyone knows this is insane. But you have to follow the letter of the law, right? Expand the playoff. I don't care. Everyone's like, oh, well, now we're going to argue over the 16th team instead of the 12th. Great. Awesome. You know how much fun that would be this year? Like, should Vanderbilt or Texas get in? It'd be amazing. I'd love it. I hope we get that. Expand the playoff. And honestly, get rid of bowl games while we're at it. Like make it like a 32-team playoff. I never cared about, like, here's the Holiday Bowl on December 23rd with USC and Illinois. Like, I never cared about that as a New Yorker. And maybe I'm offending you, lifelong college football fan, and that's okay. I mean that sincerely. We don't have to agree. Just like, something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it. No disrespect to those programs or to the student-athletes. No one needs to see this, and I don't want to see it. But I'll tell you, we can bet on it. And we will. Femi, what did you think of the college football playoff reveal show yesterday? Your takeaways.
Oh, man. I mean, it's always dramatic. They get the music going. Like, I'm watching it. My wife is next to me. She's like, why do I feel anxious? I'm like, because it's a great music bed.
Because I couldn't, I didn't have the volume up during the show.
It's like the music, it's like urgent music that you would get in like some sort of like thriller for a movie. Like, I don't know if I could actually do the song myself, but like, the music is really good that they use to unveil it every single year. And like, I feel anxious watching it. And like, I'm not a fan of Notre Dame. I'm not a fan of Miami. I'm a fan of the Washington Huskies. They're nowhere near the playoff. Like, you know, but it's like, but you're still nervous, just like how it was with Alabama, Florida State, how it was back in 2014, the first iteration of this when it was TCU or Baylor. Actually, neither. It's Ohio State. Like, it's so good. And I love every second of it. And from the committee's perspective, the process was horrendous, how they went about this. But I actually think the result was dead on accurate. They got it right. So, like, everyone that's mad or whatever, like, oh, like, Bama should be out. Blah, blah. It's like, no, like, the difference between Bama and BYU, and I said this in the 3 o'clock hour, so I won't belabor the point, but I do want to bring this up again. The difference between Bama and BYU is that BYU, in two chances, got dropped by Texas Tech. Bama beat Georgia. Then they lost to them, but they at least beat them. They showed the upside of a team that can beat a national title contending team. Like, what is BYU competing for if we put them in? Like, come on, be for real. Texas Tech could have scored 70 on them again, like they could have the first time they played. So, like, yeah, BYU, I know it sucks, and you got dropped, and Bama didn't get dropped after they lost their conference title game, but the facts are the facts. They actually had a quality win, and you never did. So, yeah, I think people would just hate Bama because they hate Bama, but, like, Bama was in, and once it's head-to-head, you have to take Miami over Notre Dame. Otherwise, there's no reason to ever watch, bet, or ever entertain these games. So, I think they got it right.
Just on the Big 12 and BYU and Bama, I don't have to be right about this. I kind of feel like, I'm curious if you agree or disagree. Like, all conferences are not created equal.
They are not, no.
Like, the SEC and the SEC and the Big 12 in college basketball are really comparable, not in college football. Mm-hmm. So I feel like getting to and losing the SEC championship game is a little different than getting to and losing the Big 12 title game. And I actually think I opened myself to, like, there's a really strong counter argument against that, I think. But I do really believe that to my core, that I do think that plays into it, that one of these conferences is the one that, like, pays the bills along with the Big Ten, and the other's not. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't, and that's okay.
I agree. I mean, we all have eyeballs. I mean, we all watch. We see how the Big 12 has been gutted due to conference realignment. You know, like, that's not the, like two of your heavy hitters are now in the SEC in Texas and Oklahoma. Like, those are just the facts, man. Like, BYU wasn't in this conference when this conference was thought of as a big-time conference, you know? Like, Arizona State wasn't in this conference. They were in the Pac-12, RIP. Like that's – conference realignment has shaken this whole thing up. So if you can't win one of those games against Texas Tech, because they might have had a leg to stand on, and they probably would have had they beat Texas Tech in Lubbock or beat them yesterday. If they beat them – or, sorry, on Saturday, they would have been in the playoff. But, like, they couldn't do it in either game, and it's not just that they couldn't do it. it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it was an absolute blowout. At least Bama won in Athens, by the way, against Georgia. And then, yeah, they got embarrassed Saturday night. And, like, we all watched the game. That was not even, like, Georgia beat the hell out of Alabama. But Bama at least beat them in Athens. So, like, I'm fine with that being a mulligan for the Tide and the Tide getting in.
What was your level of surprise when the final team, the graphic came up and it was Miami and not Notre Dame as the 10?
So I was surprised that Bama held steady at 9. I thought they were going to put Bama at 10 and still keep him in the playoff. To where, like, because I thought that Notre Dame was going to get in. I didn't think they wanted to ever have this Notre Dame-Miami conversation. But I thought it was going to be Notre Dame 9, Bama 10, sorry to Miami. But once they put Bama at, because, like, when they put Bama at 9, I was like, whoa, oh my goodness, I think Miami might be in. And then at that point, Miami gets in. So yeah, I was stunned. I thought Notre Dame was going to get in, and I was going to be the guy that's yelling about how head-to-head they overlooked it, but I think they did the right thing. And Miami ends up getting in, and Notre Dame, well, just beat one of the good teams that you play on your schedule. USC's not good enough, because I watched that team. And anytime they left the West Coast, they were terrible.
Yeah, no, listen, Notre Dame lost to... we all think Notre Dame is better, but they lost to Miami, and they lost to A&M.
L's matter.
I'll tell you, if you love the sport of college football, you got to love that, because that's like what the sport is built on. On the other side, Femi and I give you our thoughts on all the first-round playoff matchups and who we think is going to win the natty in the college football playoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, we will give you an update on the betting market for the Eagles and Chargers, give you a preview of that game. 1 hour from now. It's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Eagles and the Chargers. Tweet us at You Better You Bet, at The Costos, at Femi Abebefe, YouTube chat, Twitch chat, your best bets for Monday Night Football. We'll read them coming up later in the show. We also have to talk about Shedeur Sanders and the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers win over the pathetic 6-7. Now I'm doing the thing. Baltimore Ravens. You. Yeah, they got me. Now I'm going to be doing the the Nicki Minaj what's going on bees in the trap thing. Sam was telling me that there's another one right now on Instagram. It's Fleetwood Mac and somebody else. I haven't seen it yet.
I've not. I mean, you put me on the Nicki Minaj one. I had not seen it until you told me about it during one of the breaks, which it is kind of fun, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Billy Joel and Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. How does Bill know? Bill's like the oldest person on the chat. Yeah, Bill.
Because he's on
TikTok.
What's
the Billy Joel song?
Yeah, he's got the TikTok.
He's kind of, I think it's Piano
Bill,
Man.
What's the song? Yeah. Okay, into what? What's the Fleetwood Mac song?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I'll find it for you in a second. Oh, Addie's up
Who
top,
does but, the song?
Oh, Silver Spring. There you go.
What song is that by Fleetwood Mac? Like, would I know it?
I don't know.
Like, would I know it if I heard it? I like Fleetwood Mac a lot. Yeah, Addy says yes.
Yeah,
someone like to sing it for us?
It'd be on
no?
all their greatest hits albums.
Yeah. Addy, pop on and sing.
Can you sing it? Yeah, someone sing
Addy
it,
can
please.
Sing it.
Okay, Bill, can you do it?
No, not very well, no. I don't think I can sing
it. You can do it. Doesn't
even
done well.
Sing, Nick. Do you want
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand what the purpose of all of you is. Like, why are you all here? Like, the point of everyone is, like, support the show and make the show good. I am asking you to make the show good, and everyone's just like, no, I won't do it. Why are you all here? Addy will do it. Thank you. Addy, will you give us just so our audience knows what we're talking about, please.
Okay, yeah, it goes from Piano Man when it goes, and probably won't be for life. And then it goes into, time cast a spell on you, but you won't forget me. Like that part?
You have a good voice. Why wouldn't you want to sing?
I don't know. Thank you.
Come on, Addy.
Thank you, guys. I only sing on my Instagram story. I know. I'm sorry. So I thank you guys.
Oh, we've tapped into something now.
There you go.
You've got a good voice.
Yeah.
Addy, will you sing? Will you sing What's Going On? Not Marvin Gaye. Wake up in the morning and I step outside and I... Yes,
that's what I thought. Not the Marvin Gaye initially.
Actually,
well, I mean the Marvin Gaye song is true. Like just like while we're in the same family here. So I heard, you know, it's a great song. This just has nothing to do with anything. We'll get to the bets in a second. So we went to my daughter loves the Carousel. So we were in the Manhattan this week. We did like the Carousel and Herald Square in Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan by Penn Station, which thankfully did not smell like piss, like Penn Station does. William Devon, Be Thankful for What You've Got. Anyone know that song?
I don't think I know that one.
I actually don't know if I can sing it off, but if you heard it, like, it's such a good song. Such a good song. Be thankful for what you've got. You don't drive a big Cadillac. Da-da-da-da-na. Da-da-da-da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's a great song, man.
Like, maybe,
great song.
Maybe I've heard it. I'm sure I've heard it along the way, but yeah.
You've definitely heard it. Definitely. And it's great. Anyway. Let's talk some bets.
Yeah.
First round of the college football playoff. Yeah. What's going on? Really good song. I was always more of a Mercy, Mercy Me guy for Marvin Gaye.
That is a great song. I mean, like, Let's Get It On is like it's like a classic. I think
it's a good song
for me. Yeah. Like, that's probably like the number one Marvin Gaye for me, but yeah. His voice was just incredible. Yeah.
It's like, this is sacrilegious, but it's like, I don't mean this, but it's like God came down to earth and like sang. Have you ever heard, there are videos of Marvin Gaye like singing a cappella, like with no music, and it is just like, it's unreal. There's a famous video of it. It might be Marvin Gaye like singing What's Going On with like no instrumental. He's just like singing it. And it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, what a voice.
To be blessed like voice. That, with that kind of talent, man.
I like to think that in like an alternate reality, like if I could sing instead of talk, I feel like I would, yeah, it's just.
But Do this I is like how many singers though? Like, I think it's a blessing and a curse because there's so many people that are like really, really good, but not like super elite. That, I mean, how much time is spent like going to like these like open mic nights and all this stuff, and like you never really quite make it, and you just wonder to yourself, it's like, damn, like you probably wasted a lot of time, you know, chasing a dream that just never came to a reality. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like,
I
at least you went for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like I'd be awesome. Just just being honest.
I mean, if you get the voice and you get the aura, because that's when you get the jackpot there. Because I think a lot of people, they might have the voice, but they don't have the aura of like the star power.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. It's a great song. Okay.
There you go.
You bet on this Monday.
Open mic night.
Things ain't what they used to be. Let's go in chronological order here, Femi. So the first game is not this Friday coming up, but the Friday after, with Alabama and Oklahoma and the 9-8 matchup in Norman. And yes, we have seen this matchup recently. We have two rematches from this year. Tulane played. I totally forgot about that Tulane and Ole Miss played on September 20th.
Why would you remember?
That's a really strong question. On September 20th. And Bama and Oklahoma played like 3 weeks ago. I bet Alabama in the game. They destroyed them in the box score and turned it over three times, and Oklahoma won outright. So Oklahoma hosting this one. At BetMGM, Bama, about a one-point favorite. We're essentially picked the winner of the game here, although I guess we can't say that with a low total, because a team could win by one, obviously, right? So Bama, let's call it one. Bama minus one on the road. Total 40.5. Femi, how do you want to bet Alabama and Oklahoma?
I think this might be the easiest bet of the first round for me. And I think there are some easy ones in this round, because I got some pretty strong opinions. But this game, to me, it screams Alabama. Like, what's the one thing we talked about the Monday after that game that was played in Tuscaloosa with Oklahoma beating them? We all said Bama had no business losing that football game. Like, and I bet Oklahoma in the game. Like, I was team Oklahoma. I was like, yay, Boomer Sooner. Like, let's get it done. Like, watching that game, OU had no, like, you could have made an argument that Bama should have even covered, let alone lost the game. And yes, I know the venue has changed. Now we're in Norman as opposed to being in Tuscaloosa. But I have Kalen DeBoer against Brent Venables, who's never coached in a playoff before outside of being a coordinator at Clemson. DeBoer's been to a national title game, so I have the advantage at coach. Oklahoma's offense is just dreadful. John Mateer, like, I don't know if he's quite right since the thumb injury that he's had. He doesn't look like he's that right. Their offensive numbers stack up nowhere close to teams that are capable of winning in a playoff. I think this is an easy Alabama bet for me. I know they just got whacked and Georgia embarrassed them, but I don't care. I think the Tide take care of business in Norman against Oklahoma. I like Alabama quite a bit.
Want to hear something sick? I have like a line in my head here, just like a punchline for a joke, and it's over the line. So I can't do it.
Want to put it in the chat?
No.
Okay.
So you bet Oklahoma. You bet Oklahoma, and now you like Alabama. I bet Alabama, and I think I like Oklahoma.
Wow. Okay, let's hear this case, because I can't get there with Oklahoma.
I would like to see a report that Bama's, like, the practices are way, like, everyone's way healthier. They're so beat up. And so is Georgia. And, like, Kirby alluded to that. I say his name like we're friends. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says after the game, like both teams are beat to smithereens, right? How many SEC games they've played? Oklahoma, this is where, like, Oklahoma had the week off and now gets to host Alabama in the game. That is a tremendous advantage for the Sooners here. And by the way, this is going to be, what, like 3 weeks off now for John Mateer with his hands?
Yep.
I'll say this for Oklahoma. The defense is awesome, and they play great special teams. Bama is not like a clean football team to me. And I just want to be, crystal clear with what I'm saying right now. I have not bet Oklahoma. I reserve the right to change my mind. I think I'm going to bet Oklahoma in the game. That's my initial thought, is Oklahoma.
To your point, Venables has won this matchup twice. You know, like 2 years ago, that was the Jalen Milroe Bama team, and they went to Norman and they got embarrassed in that game. That's what kept them out of the playoff, and SMU got in. And then a few weeks ago in November, we saw them beat them again. But I'm going to make Venables do it to me again. Like prove it again.
So what I'm going to say has no bearing on like what's going to actually happen in the game. So I want to, that matters to be said. Don't you feel like this is, and Alabama can win, of course, right? They're favored. Of course they can win. Mm-hmm. That this is like everyone in betting content does this. And I'm not saying it's wrong, right? Where two teams play, one team wins the box score and loses the game. And now it's like, well, we're just going to bet the team that won the box score. Dude, tell me that everyone's not betting Alabama in this game, which does not mean they're not going to win. This is not to be like Femi's dumb or anyone who wants to bet Alabama's dumb. Femi bet Oklahoma and won the first time they played. I lost. So I'm not trying to make it like I'm smart. I just think that's an interesting point of conversation. Would you agree with me?
I would definitely agree, but I think it goes even beyond that. Because like we always joke about like box score monkey. Even if you just watched the game and had no like idea what the box score looked like, Alabama was the better team in that day.
So now, where do you think the market's going, if you had to guess then?
I think if we get word that like Jam Miller and some of these other Bama skill guys are healthy, I think Bama's going to close a favorite here. It's never getting to
like
three.
What kind That'd of favorite? Disrespect.
I think like 1.5, 2 would be my guess.
So you think we'll stay in the same range, you think, basically?
We'll stay in the same range. Yeah, we're not getting to a key number. I don't think we're getting to a key number, no. I'd be surprised.
If everyone loves Bama, I mean, why can't they get bet out a little bit here? A game with a low total, like 2.5 might matter. 2.5. I think I'm going to bet Oklahoma.
I just think that, yeah, I think you get too much pushback. Like, if it sniffed 3, bang, we're right back to 2.5. Like, I don't think it's going to ever hang out there at 3.
I'm curious where we end up going with this game, with Alabama at Oklahoma. Well, we're at the end of the hour here. So we'll get back to this in the power hour. So we got to talk about Miami and A&M, which for, I guess, Bama, Oklahoma is also, Miami A&M is also a great game. And then we just have the two sacrificial lambs going up against NFL football on December 20th. Tulane and Ole Miss will go up against Eagles Commanders, and James Madison, Oregon will go up against Bears Packers Part 2. Mm. Wonder who will draw the better rating. Power Hour on the other side. We'll preview Monday Night Football. We'll talk Shador. We'll talk Steelers-Ravens. Femi and I will wrap up the playoff and give you all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.